From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a setback to the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraqi forces worked Tuesday to clear Islamic State fighters from Ramadi after recapturing the government compound in the key western city. The fall of Ramadi in May was a big blow to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government and military, but after Monday's success in the latest offensive to retake Ramadi, Prime Minister Abadi went on Iraqi television to declare 2016 will be the year Islamic State will be driven out of Iraq. He said the country's second largest city is the army's next target. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
We commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
Iraqi officials said the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance and clear Ramadi and its surroundings of the countless mines and booby traps Islamic State left behind. The number of dead and wounded on both sides was unclear, and most civilians had taken cover inside a hospital. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has gotten higher, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80 and scores more wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno state capital of Maiduguri early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri. And Army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the militant group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on targets such as markets, bus stations, and places of worship. This is VOA.